Okay, good morning, everybody. Well, I'm one of your two hosts. I'm Federico Iezzi, working for Google Cloud. Over there, I do mostly application modernization and performance optimization. And today, I'm here to talk about VPP together with.
So, hi, everyone. I'm Mohamed Hawari. I'm a software engineering tech lead at Cisco Systems. And I'm working on the VPP project. I'm a committer on this project, and I'll be talking about VPP mainly.
Okay, so before going into all the gritty little details about what's VPP, what this work all about? And around like last year, spring, I set for myself a challenge to test the to test the maximum performance throughput achievable within a single zone deployment on Google Cloud. I wanted to validate back then the latest machines available. I come from the telco world. I have about 10 years experience in fast data path, specifically DPDK. And so kind of comfort zone, let's leverage a telco application like VPP. So let's see what are the numbers we can achieve and ultimately answering the question, can Google Cloud be a robust platform capable of handling typical VNF use cases at high packet rate?
So for this application, we're going to talk about software-based fast data path. So let's mention quickly the technological enablers. Mainly, there are enablers in Linux, which consist of the ability to implement user space drivers, so UIO, VFIO, these kind of things, right? And minor improvements in the Linux kernel were done over the years to get better real-time properties, like tickless kernels, huge pages, etc. So this is one side of the enablers. The other side is actually DPDK, the poll mode drivers in DPDK that actually expose device drivers in user space and allow you to implement a networking application in user space with a decent amount of performance. So now let's talk about the meat, the vector packet processor. So VPP, it's an open source project, started at Cisco, but it has become open source for eight years now. It's a fast open source user space networking data plane. It relies on kernel bypass, thanks to DPDK, among others. It's feature-rich, it's extensible through plugins, so you can implement your own network programming logic in it. And it's especially optimized for high throughput. So being throughput meaning you can process lots of packets per second. And it will. So I'll explain how we do that, actually what are the details allowing us to achieve a very high throughput. And it's available on Linux and, since 1 year, on FreeBSD. I'm looking for Tom. Oh, he left. Okay, he did the FreeBSD port. Okay, so what's the approach of VPP to get high performance? So VPP stands for Vector Packet Processor. So it processes packets in batch instead of having a run-to-completion model. And by processing packets in batch, in vectors, it allows you to optimize the instruction cache because you are doing an relatively elementary operation on a bunch of packets, which means that you don't have instruction cache misses in your CPU, right? It relies on kernel bypass and zero copy, as I mentioned, so packets are DMA'd directly into the user space memory. And it relies on explicit prefetches and what we call dual or quad loops. I'll focus on it a bit later. Okay, so VPP, very similar graph to a previous presentation.